from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Contest time. Callers 5 and 6 right now at 716-221-4WGR, 4947. Win a pair each of grandstand tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series Sunday, September 15th at Watkins Glen International. The Go Bowling at the Glen brings the drivers of the NASCAR Cup Series to battle it out around the historic New York Road Course. Tickets are on sale at theglen.com. Aren't you impressed that I knew where to look for the contest line?
Yes.
I had to go look up
there.
It's
a good thing you're here, because if I were sitting here, I would have to do this while I did that, and that would sound weird, and I would have a really hard time with it because it's on my right and it's not facing me anywhere. And I don't know it by heart because it's pretty new.
It's fairly new. That's right.
Yeah.
I am having fun continuing off of what Sal was saying, looking around on depth charts at quarterbacks.
Yeah, right.
So odds that the Bills would make this move at backup. I mean, Trubisky was not impressive. And, you know, to be frank, he's often not been impressive.
Yeah.
But the Bills have liked him well enough to bring him in twice. I feel like they must feel some sense of safety with him.
I think they would have watched him play the last couple of years in Pittsburgh before bringing him in. And, like, I wouldn't have touched him, but, you know, what do I know? They're the Bills. But, yeah.
But the injury, though.
Right.
If he is not healthy by the opener, that probably should be an IR move. And if it's one where the Bills choose to have it be for the year because they want to save those short-term ones for other players, if I understand the procedure correctly, then I think that that's an easy one. I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah.
But I would think that that would be, like you said to Sal, that's what would happen. Is he would go to IR and not play all year.
Yeah, I don't think, I think Sal makes, I think it's the right point. I think it's certainly a good point. It's nice when those things commingle. about Kyle Allen last year. Like, I doubt that they're spooked by what Trubisky's done in the preseason. There's probably a variety of reasons that they would tell you that it looks the way it does. They're not game planning and, you know, whatever. You know, it's preseason. So, you know, don't preseason pledge, right? I was dug in on not liking this idea before the preseason when they signed him. I didn't like it, so I still don't like it based on these preseason performances. But anyway, I think without the injury, I doubt they would react at all. They'd be like, what? Fine, he's our backup quarterback. You know, he'll get us through a couple games or a quarter here or there if we need it, and that's all we're going to hope we need. And so it's fine. And, you know, it's hard to do maybe even in their opinion. And I'd have to admit, I can't guarantee you that anybody that's out there is going to be a lot better. I mean, we're talking about backup quarterbacks. They're backups for a reason. So all that said, the injury, though, could push it. Like, I wonder if they would trust Ben DiNucci or Brown to be Allen's backup for, you know, whether they IR Trubisky or not, and that's 4 weeks and bring him back, or you know, think they just get through a couple weeks, leave him on the roster, make a roster spot available just to get through a couple weeks here. I don't know if they'll trust either of these guys that were just sort of late pivots to, you know, because of injury. So I feel like it's more possible than ever because of the injury that they could be looking and then just decide, you know, we like this guy just as much as Mitch and he's still out there, so let's just go get him instead, kind of thing.
Well, I wonder what the factors are. I mean, no, you're not getting almost definitely a starting caliber player here, right? I mean, think of what Trubisky has been in his career. He's played high draft capital. He's played quite a bit. That's about the best you can usually hope to do, I would say, generally, at quarterback. Maybe it's different this year, but, you know, it's never been a problem to me that the Bills have chosen this player for this job. You know, what is it? You're not getting excellence. You're getting a certain base level, a certain floor, right? You don't want the backup to get you killed if he has to play with terrible turnovers and that. Just run the offense. It'll be more conservative. Someone who knows the playbook, knows the room, all that kind of stuff. These are where Trubisky, healthy, would have an edge over anybody else. Another way of thinking about it, which I think is probably rarely how NFL teams think about it, is upside. Backup quarterback is a floor play for teams.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky, never good, but it'll do. Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Willis.
I like the Willis idea a lot. Trapasso was on with me yesterday, and he tweeted about that even weeks ago, I think.
No, maybe you weren't here.
Like, trade for him.
I'd already written it.
Oh, really?
To bring up, and I mentioned on the air that Chris had also said it. Like, Malik Willis would be
interesting.
Like, these are, please don't come at me with, but haven't you seen them play or anything like that? There's just the potential for not probably like really good quarterback play, but packages, ways to even use them. Maybe it's too late. Maybe coaches are, you know, it's too late to try to install stuff like that. I think of Justin Fields. If Russell Wilson isn't just getting destroyed in the pocket, isn't just completely done, if he's upright and he's the kind of base level I'm talking about where the Steelers are kind of what they've been, then they should be able to make Justin Fields an interesting weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And not worry so much about, you know, quarterback controversy stuff. You're taking a super athlete and using him to help your team win games. I don't see what the problem is. And I think Willis maybe even more so than Lance. I mean, Lance was a second overall pick, the third overall pick.
Third overall, yeah.
Like, he's somebody who's supposed to be able to really play the position. But I don't know. Like, it doesn't ever seem like that is happening. And now he's on his second team. In Dallas, they have Cooper Rush. You know, I'm not sure they would keep Lance, keep three. You know, you might expect the team to keep three. There are a couple of teams, though, like the Steelers, now the Bills, but Trubisky being injured, who have four guys. Sal was just telling us about this. The Eagles are one. Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real good idea either, but he's someone who could get cut. Like, I watched the Eagles-Patriots game last Thursday, and their third guy, McKee.
Yep.
There's been some buzz. I've seen, like, online, too, like, just reference to, like, could he, this guy might beat out Kenny Pickett. I don't know if that might sound insane to someone who really is, you know, follows the Eagles aggressively. Because, you know, again, preseason pledge. He played well in a preseason game. You know, I don't know if that means you're going to trust him to back up Jalen Hurts instead of Kenny Pickett, who's played a decent amount of games in the leagues. And been very good, but he's played. He's a little bit like Trubisky at this point. Just a little bit younger. So that's a name. Like, maybe it'd be jarring if he got cut, but I could see him getting cut.
There's also Bailey Zappe from that same game for New England. He's their fourth guy. They shouldn't need four.
Right.
And, you know, Nathan Peterman, Bulldog. You
don't, of course, don't
leave him out.
Don't forget about him.
One of four quarterbacks in the Raiders room at this point. Case Keenum, who was here, is one of four in Houston. So I think the injury sounds such that the Bills might be forced into a decision on Trubisky. Maybe they would want to make it anyway. I kind of doubt it. But they might have to do something. And if Ben DiNucci, and maybe I suppose theoretically Anthony Brown, isn't really up to caliber, then this is what you do.
Right.
If those things happen, this is what you do. Zappy or someone else ends up being cut and coming in. 803-0550 if you want to discuss that with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.